Afternoon, we're back to Uganda, and I'm going to talk about cost effectiveness of the and economic empowering intervention for AIDS-affected orphans in Uganda. And again, I want to acknowledge Reverend Father Kato sitting right there. He's the major collaborator in the field. Without his help, our project won't be possible there. And then also Sarah and Proskovia, who are also the contributor to the project. And our PI, Fresno Amal, is not here today, but this work is like based on his grant. So the intervention itself is trying to address the escalating prevalence of people with HIV, living with HIV. In 2013, there are 35 million adults and children living with HIV/AIDS. And in Sub-Saharan alone, there are estimated to be 25 million people living with HIV/AIDS. With this number, a lot of children lose their parent, one parent or both, through AIDS. And from this graph, we can see that from 1990 until 2010, the number of AIDS-affected orphans escalated dramatically. But then the next question will be, how can we help with the caregiving system? Because the extended family caregiving system has been overburdened, they have limited financial resource to begin with. And so for those AIDS-affected orphans who live with extended family member, then how do they have the enough economic resources to move on in their life or even have opportunity to go into further education? That's the question that we care about. And so Dr. Fresno Amala has initiated several pilot studies to test the intervention approach to create economic opportunity for these group of children. And so the intervention is based on asset theory. So we help the children and their family to open up savings accounts so they can accumulate assets in order to move on to the next stage in their life. And so to date, what we found is that after 1 year or 2 years of intervention, the incidence of saving and the actual amount of saving they have increased. And also the children's educational attainment improved, and their health and mental health functioning also improved, and their sexual risk-taking behavior reduced. So with these exciting positive outcomes, the next question, like a lot of intervention study that just has been presented here, is that we don't know about the longer term outcome of intervention. So, like, would this positive effect sustain if we follow up the children longer? And also, if we have larger sample size, we will be able to conduct more subgroup analysis to understand this population better. And also, we want to know about cost effectiveness of this intervention. If we devote more resources, does that translate into more outcome, or can we roll out the intervention in a more cost-effective way? So that's what this presentation is going to be focused about, on the cost-effectiveness aspect of the evaluation. So the research center setting is in rural Uganda, and just like what Proskovia has presented. And so this study particularly drove students from last 2 years in their primary school, and they live in a family setting, not in the institutional setting. And they are currently enrolled in school at the time of the recruitment. So that drove 1,400 children in the region from 48 schools. And then after we recruit the children, we randomize them into one control arm and two intervention arms. And the intervention period happened for 2 years, and then we follow up them for another 2 years. And so our this presentation drew data right before the intervention and right after the intervention. And I think next year our follow-up period will complete, and we will be able to share more longitudinal story with you. So what do children get in this intervention? So because the geographical variation in this area, that we want to make sure children in each of the study arm receive similar level of support, so we provide usual care throughout. So what's contained usual care include counseling, school lunches, textbooks, and scholastic materials. And then children in the intervention arms, we call them Bridges and Bridges Plus. They they receive the same bundle in the sense that they receive a mentorship from college students, workshops on future planning and asset building, and children and their caregiver receive income generating activity training. So for the amount of money they save, they can pool some to establish small business. And lastly, what makes Bridges and Bridges Plus children differ is the child development account. They are all offered the opportunity to open up the account, but they receive a different rate of financial incentive for their saving. So for children in Bridges Arm, if you save $1, the project will match you with $1. And in Bridges Plus Arm, the incentives double. And so the major question here is that, do we need that much of the incentive, or having incentive itself is enough to incentivize children to accumulate assets? So the data sources, in terms of cost, we draw data from savings management information system and administrative records. In terms of effectiveness, we conducted in-person interviews with interviewers speaking the local language. They administer the survey. And also we draw administrative data from the schools in terms of their educational outcomes. And to understand the cost effectiveness, the step we're going to take is first is to calculate the per person cost of each study arm. Since the number of children in each arm differ, so that's why we have to get at the per person cost. And then we obtain the effect using multi-level model. And next, we divide the per person cost by the effect, so we know to reach one unit of effect, like comparing different intervention arm, like which one costs more money to reach the same unit of effect. So let's talk about effectiveness first. So we use multi-level model to adjust for cost clustering at the individual and the school level. And so our intervention assess a wide range of outcome, from their financial well-being to their health, mental health, sector risk-taking behavior, educational outcome. So for the interest of time, I will focus on health and mental health outcome today. But then I want to give you a brief idea of how does the intervention work. So after the intervention, actually children in Bridges and Bridges Arm, they all have a higher likelihood to have a savings account. And particularly children in the Bridges Plus Arm that's having higher financial incentive, they show a higher likelihood to hold a financial account. And then, but in terms of incidence of saving, in terms of number of deposit and then the amount of number they put in, in first year we see a difference where children receiving higher incentive, they make more number of deposits. But in the second year, probably the excitement wind out, or like they forgot about the intervention, so the incidence like drop. And then the difference is not as much clear, but you will see in the cost asset. So that's what the intervention work in terms of saving. But in terms of health, self-rated health, so now the number is standardized, and we see that the blue line indicates the performance of children in the usual care arm. So at baseline, usual care children are actually reporting worse health to begin with, and then better health to begin with, and then their health decline since the intervention begins. So it could be a counterfactual of how the children would have been if they were not in the intervention. There's a declining trend. And then for children in Bridges and Bridges Plus arms, we see an improvement, define the declining trend, and we see an improvement in their self-rated physical health. So the difference here, it may be of some of your interest since this is an intervention study, but we do want to disclose that there are about like 40, more than 40 indicators that we looked through. A few indicators top with having significant difference in baseline, but overall the big picture is that if there's one direction of difference, the other one compensates another story. So so we do think that the randomization is not a big problem here. In terms of mental health, we see that from baseline, onwards, children in usual care, their depression level or their instinct to report feeling hopeless was growing. But then children in intervention arm, they either remain the same level of mental health well-being or they show an improvement, that's a decrease in their depression level or hopelessness level. So that's, we have the effect taken care of. Now we want to look into the cost. So to collect information on how much the cost is, we need to collect information on the direct cost and also the indirect cost. That's the resources, the project leverage, for example, the volunteers' time, the space we use to run the intervention. So these have to be monetized. And then there are, for those of you who might be of interest to work on cost effectiveness study, there are some challenges that we have to face in the multi-year study. Would be, for example, there will be attrition. So when we calculate the per-person cost, should we use the intent-to-treat sample or the treatment on the treated sample? So the way that we go about it is to present both, but our preferred version would be the treatment on the treated sample because it will yield a higher per-person cost, which is a more conservative estimate. In terms of multiple-year adjustment, since the intervention runs here for 2 years, we need to adjust for inflation using consumer price index. And also we have to discount because a person value the money differently from present to the future. Whereas like people usually think the present value is more valuable than the future value. So here we use the standard 3% discount rate and it's consistent with Uganda bank interest rate at the time. So 3% is it's a safe discount rate to go with. And there are multiple ways to do the exchange rate. So here we also present both to show the range of our cost. So here is a complex spreadsheet for you to see like the cost division. And I'll visualize it to make it easier to see. So here we can see that actually the cost is much higher in the first year because we open up the account. And then we also provided the mentorship during the first year, not the second year. And then also the usual care, which is the red area, and like equipment and asset and personnel took most of the which occupied the greater proportion of our cost. So also the yellow part I want to mention that is the matched amount that we have to put in for the intervention arms. And we can see that because the Bridges Plus children save more, so then we have to put in more matched saving and more expenditure in this area. So to calculate the cost effectiveness, let's look at the cost overall for 2 years. And we can see that this will be the preferred model that we look into. So usual care costs like around 118 in U.S. dollars, like in 2012 real U.S. dollars. And for Bridges and Bridges Plus, they cost about $400, and the difference will be $8. That's the difference in the match. And to calculate cost effectiveness, let's look at like how much money does it cost to reach a 0.2 standard deviation of improvement in outcome. So now here look at in terms of health and health self-concept, we see that the intervention effect stronger for the Bridges Plus arm, that's those who receive more financial incentive, and that translates into because the cost is similar between Bridges and Bridges Plus, so we can see here that Bridges Plus is reported to be more cost effective. In terms of mental health, the effect is close. So then, because the cost is close, so here the cost effectiveness varies. And so we did look at a wide range of outcome. And so actually, which arm is more cost effective, vary by the effect, because the cost do not differ in terms of like the saving change. So here we want to summarize that the intervention has shown to have positive effect in terms of health and mental health, and there's mixed evidence so far because of the closeness in the rate to save. So there's mixed evidence on like whichever financial incentive approach is more cost effective. But then in the longer term, we would be interested to look into, for those who accumulate more financial assets in the earlier years, they will have more resources to invest into small business, also education. That might translate into differential later term outcomes. So we will look forward to sharing our future result with you. Thank you.